A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, Site Visibility have recently released their 2020 PPC automation guide. So this guide is completely free to download, and it's going to help you to get started with each of the new automation settings in Google Ads. So this includes smart bidding, responsive ad testing, dynamic search ads, and more. The best way to accelerate your PPC growth in 2020 is to start planning today. So download your free guide at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. I'll say that again, bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. Now today I'm joined by Becca Babaji-Pycroft, Senior User Experience Consultant at Box UK. Becca, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Tell us about yourself and Box UK.
Sure. So about myself. So for a number of years, I started my career off actually as a digital marketer at National Trust before moving into user experience and user-centered design. I specialise in user research and UX design. A bit about Box. So I work for them and they are a software consultancy based in Cardiff in Wales. They've been around quite a while, so they've been around for over 20 years, and they offer a range of services. So that's from software development and consultancy, platform management, as well as user experience design in a lot of different sectors.
Fantastic. So today we're going to be talking about the application of user-centered design specifically to digital marketing. And let's start off with perhaps a definition. What is user-centered design, and why has it become popular in the development space recently?
Sure. So I'll split it into two, if that's okay. So first of all, what is it? So user-centered design, or UCD, it's about discovering user needs and placing them at the heart of the design process. Essentially, we gather and use data and user insight to improve our understanding of the user's needs to guide and drive our design decisions. So this could be from thinking about the best possible way to display information to a user, or thinking about what information is going to be most valuable to the user at certain points in their journey. It's also great for furthering product innovation as well. So not just thinking at that kind of granular level, but also thinking about the product itself and also articulating the best ways really to communicate and resonate with our audiences. The process itself, it's quite iterative. So it's all about testing ideas and our assumptions about our users often. And this is normally through continuous learning loops. So by simply talking to users or customers on a regular basis, and then coming back to analyze and find patterns in their responses. So the overall aim of UCD is considering the whole experience. So in relevance to this, that would include our online products and key marketing channels.
You know, it's interesting. I'm in danger of repeating myself here, but I said this quite a few times on previous episodes, because I'm a software developer myself, and I've worked on quite a few different projects. And I've worked on some recently. Most of my recent projects have actually been in the government space. And some of those projects have been very, very heavy on certainly user testing and user-centered design. And some of them have done hardly any. And it's really quite remarkable the difference in feel between those projects. There's a saying in the software development world that a feature does not exist unless it has a test to make sure that it works properly. And I also think that a feature doesn't exist unless it's been user tested. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, so I guess that's a very strong way of putting it. I guess there's always different nuances to things. But from my point of view, in terms of working out whether something's useful and usable for people, that's where user testing is particularly relevant and important. So it's not just about can we create these features and online products. It's about how useful and engaging that's going to be for our audiences. So the benefits of that are going to be much more successful as a result of doing those types of activities.
Yeah, which sort of leads to my next question, because obviously this is software development and design, but specifically, what is the relevance of user-centered design in the field of digital marketers?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So UCD, I would say, is very relevant. Fundamentally, it can enable more effective marketing strategy and tactics for businesses. So the process can focus and influence wider strategic decisions. So this could be things like furthering, refining who a business and product is for, as well as the product offering itself. And not just that, though, it also how it's relevant to more of the tactical marketing activities that people are doing in their day-to-day and using that insight to inform their creation. So, for instance, all marketing channels, that they can really benefit from these types of activities of understanding user needs, validating our ideas with customers, and iterating to develop more effective campaigns that can easily be measured as well. So it's important in this scenario to understand that it's not just about doing the activity, but how we measure that success over time. Looking at business goals and KPIs and looking at how involving the user can make it more of a success. So, for example, it can be helpful for digital marketers to understand a range of marketing touch points, say in a customer journey, when looking at existing or potential prospects. So this could include understanding where pain points are, and then with a richer insight into that existing customer journey, it can then allow us to map out, design and deliver a much more optimal journey for our customers. I think it's also worth pointing out that digital marketing is a key part of the overall user experience. So where it's important, as I was saying earlier, to be useful, usable and enjoyable, but at each touch point that a customer has with a business or brand and how they interact with us.
So from a sort of evolutionary point of view, what would be effective sort of first steps that digital marketers can adopt towards a more sort of user-centered approach, and how are these activities useful?
So there's a few activities that can generate pretty useful outputs that can be referenced across businesses to apply user or customer-centric thinking to digital marketing activities. So the first would be creating personas or empathy maps. These would be of key user groups. The other would be to look at running a more collaborative workshop with colleagues across the business to capture an accurate user journey or experience map of the existing experience that your customers are facing, but also not just looking at what it is now, but looking at thinking about how these journeys could be improved. It's worth noting as well that these wouldn't be one-off activities as well. What I'd always recommend is building on learning over time. So those continuous learning loops that I was talking about earlier, building on that knowledge set over time as we learn more and more about our customers. Where each are useful, so personas can be used to better understand users and their needs, their motivations, the real frustrations and goals. Where this can be particularly relevant for digital marketers, though, is where when writing content for any marketing channel, so with richer insight into your users or your customers, this can focus the way content and messaging is written to increase the likelihood of those activities really resonating with your target audience. For user journey mapping, this helps us to understand all customer touch points and to have that overall holistic view of marketing communications and tactics. We can then visually see the pain points in the journey and can work to improve these for your customers. It's best generally to do these types of activities, so the user journey mapping, personas, and so on, before marketing campaigns are created, so we can build on them as we learn more about customers.
And what should marketers be looking for to sort of inform these activities?
In terms of generating personas and user journey maps, it's recommended to use data from discussions with those closely matching the criteria of target audiences. So the best way always is to do this is to conduct one-to-one depth interviews with potential or existing customers. Even at the moment, this and the current climate that we're in, this can be run remotely over Zoom or any video conferencing tools. In these sessions, though, you can either look more about the behaviours and needs for the persona, creating personas, or discuss different interactions the customer has with the business or brand, and to help draw out the pain points in the overall online journey to create those user journey maps. Alternatives as well, you can send out user surveys to your customers for more of that quantitative data to understand users and their behaviours to feed into marketing activities, and also more of the kind of data-led activities of reviewing your analytics, but in particular focusing on the user behaviour with your product.
Yeah.
Or even if you're feeling particularly experimental, running small experiments on websites, apps, or other digital channels, using A/B or multivariate testing to optimize that experience for the customer based on their behaviors.
You mentioned Zoom there. I'm quite interested actually in the various tools. Are there any specific tools that you feel have really helped you in sort of getting this information?
So definitely with the one-to-one sessions with customers, definitely having video conferencing tools. So it doesn't necessarily have to be Zoom. It could be any video conferencing tool. But also for surveys, kind of the standard tools, things like SurveyMonkey, Typeform, different survey tools, analytics tools as well. They're pretty standard within the marketing community. So things like Google Analytics and referring to that, as well as things like for the A/B or multivariate testing. I talked about things like Adobe Target for that.
And what about finding these people to do the research on? Can that be tricky?
That is a very good question. So in terms of finding people, that's often one of the key questions when we're talking to our clients about running these types of activities. That can be perceived as one of the barriers, but it's worth considering, as I was talking about earlier, about how it's always recommended to talk to people that are representative of your target audience. So it depends how specific the criteria is for your target audience. So if they have to be within a certain age group, certain education, so on, that can be much more challenging to say finding someone with a much more generic audience grouping, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So in terms of finding people, often we work with partners for the more specific criteria, but often there's, from a marketing point of view, what we always recommend is if there are existing interactions and relationships built with customers, then it's using those relationships to encourage customers to participate in those one-to-one interviews and user testing sessions that we talked about.
Rebecca, thanks so much for coming on. If you had a top tip or a key takeaway for our audience today, what might it be?
So I think the main takeaway really is on where marketers should look for insights. So which may seem obvious, but to just simply talk and learn from your customers on a regular basis. Maintain a close relationship with your customers by continuously learning about their needs and behaviours. And then this, in tandem, results in aiding the business to make better marketing decisions that fundamentally are more user-centred.
Fantastic. And how can our listeners find out more about you and Box UK, Rebecca?
Okay, so I'm on LinkedIn, or you can get in touch via our website, boxuk.com, or feel free to follow Box UK on LinkedIn or Twitter.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes will be in the usual place. This is sitevisibility.co.uk/impodcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a fab review. That would be good, because it really helps us to get out there. Questions and suggestions. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at Site Visibility. Remember that we have a Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Becca.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Becca. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.